The National Football League presents the Bridgestone Super Bowl 44 Halftime Show. Live from Radio City Music Hall, it's the American Theater Wing's 63rd Annual Tony Awards. Monday, August 30th, it's Entertainment Tonight at the Emmys.
My next guest is the preeminent voiceover artist in America and the first woman to announce the Academy Awards and the Emmy Awards. Her resume also includes the Super Bowl and the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Randy Thomas, welcome to the Cattlecast Podcast.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
So share with us the path that you took in becoming a voiceover artist.
Wow. Well, for me, I happen to be from Michigan, from Oak Park outside Detroit. And I was a kid who wanted to act. So I, you know, jumped into every play that I could with community theater, went to New York, studied to be an actor, realized in New York, where everyone is super talented, that can sing and dance and do all of that, I realized my talents were a little limited. And I went back to Michigan from New York, and I was still a kid. I was like 19, and I found my way into a radio station. It was by chance that it happened. And that's what started my career as a broadcaster. And from that, then obviously voiceover came through that.
And earlier in your career, who did you look up to in the industry?
Wow. Well, you know, I was the first woman to announce the Academy Awards, Emmy Awards, the Tony Awards, Kennedy Center Honors, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was also one of the first women on the air in radio. And so growing up as a kid that put a transistor next to my ear, listening to WDRQ or, of course, CKLW, those were my heroes, those kinds of DJs, you know, the great disc jockeys of America were who I admired. And they were almost all men. There were very few women to look up to, except for one, and her name was Allison Steele. And she was on WNEW in New York, and I believe she was pretty much one of the first women in radio.
Now, generally, how do you secure and complete voiceover jobs?
Well, I have an agent. I have Atlas Talent, who has offices in New York and Los Angeles. When buyers are looking to hire me, they reach out to my agents. Occasionally, through personal relationships, having been in the business for a long time, people will reach out to me directly. But everything goes through my agents. That's how I get booked. That's how they secure my schedule.
And now in 2008, you wrote the book called Voice for Hire, which provided tips on launching and maintaining a career in voiceovers. What ways has the industry changed since the release of your book?
Well, the industry continues to change, but one of the biggest changes that came about and why I wrote the book is that there are tens of thousands of people with a microphone, a USB, and a laptop that want to learn how to do voiceover. And that continues today. When I first started as a voiceover artist, it was limited pretty exclusively to union talents in New York, Chicago, LA, San Francisco, you know, major markets is where most of the talent were. And now we know that they are many, and they are all over the world, and they would all like to take my jobs.
Well, and speaking of books, have you ever provided narration for an audiobook?
I actually did. Sadly, my best friend, her name was Debbie Ford, and she was an inspirational leader to many in the self-help world. And she wrote a book called Your Holiness, and she passed away. And then they found this manuscript that she wrote, which is a prayer book, essentially. And so 5 years after her death, I got to read the book called Your Holiness by Debbie Ford. And it's on audiobook. And I'm really, really grateful for that opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about what an Oscar night is like. Where are you positioned in relation to the stage? And how do the cues and the announcements get addressed from you to over the air?
Well, the Oscars are an incredible show, one of the biggest in the world. When we are doing the Oscars in February, the way that the Dolby Theater has been laid out, the entire show takes place within the theater. But those of us in the production crew were actually located outside of the theater in various trucks and whatnot. So I'm speaking into a microphone, watching it essentially on TV like everyone at home, and they're cueing me in my headset telling me when to speak. And I have a script in front of me, of course, so I stay on page and I wait for my cues.
And so when the envelope is opened and the name is announced, that's the first time you're hearing it as well. So you have to be prepared for, you know, four or five possible names.
Well, hello. What have we learned from 2 years ago? That yes, indeed, we do not know the correct answer until the envelope is opened on the air. And they've made sure that that faux pas will never happen again. There is now a third person from the accounting firm of PricewaterhouseCoopers that will sit with the director in his truck. And if the words that come out of the presenter's mouth are not correct, the director will shut it down right there. And we won't have that awkward thing that happened a couple of years ago.
Right. So. Tell us about your podcast.
Oh, thank you for asking. So I'm married a very long time. My husband used to be in the record promotion business, and I was a radio DJ. And together we have a show called The Music Connection Podcast. You can find us, just Google Music Connection Podcast on, or look for us in Apple, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on Pandora now. And basically, we interview top music artists, some you haven't heard of yet because their star is on the rise, and also artists who have been well-known, like Daryl Hall and John Oates and many older artists that are still working today. So we have a podcast we drop every Wednesday, and this week is actually Brent Smith from Shinedown is our guest.
And where else can our listeners hear you?
Well, I am the voice of Nightline on ABC. So if I remember, a lot of my friends in Michigan were all early to bed people and early to rise. You may want to just DVR Nightline. It's on after Jimmy Kimmel, and listen to it in or watch it in the daytime. The stories are phenomenal, and I'm very blessed. I'm the first woman in their 38-year history that is the voice behind the show.
Well, from the Academy Awards to Nightline, your career has done wonderful things and continued success in all that you do. And we look forward to hearing you in many more environments and award shows and all around the industry. Randy, thanks so much for joining us today on Cattlecast.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.